They're here. Larry. Adam. Oh, no. Edge. And Bono. You too. Coming to you right now.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you? You
alright?
You have to come on the road.
Yeah.
You make that noise again.
If you're missing a drum, I'll just do.
Larry. Okay, not happy about that.
He's already got a few problems with the concept of drum machine.
Okay, Dan's already over the moon, so welcome everybody. First of all, is Adam Park in the car?
He is.
He's ambling.
Is he?
He's taking his role as gent in the band very seriously these days, and I think he might have just parked the car and gone, feed the pigeons.
Okay, lovely.
He'll be here in a minute, I'm sure.
Okay, 0500 30 12 15 if you want to ask the boys a question. Email us team@thebreakfastshow.com. Everybody that gets on the air today, whether they are just named or whether they speak on the air, will receive a signed copy of the brand new album. We've not asked the record company about that yet, but I'm sure it won't be a problem. Before we go any further, we're going to go live to one of our favourite restaurants in London, to Aldo Zilli. Good morning, Aldo.
Good morning,
Aldo.
Buongiorno.
And,
the buono giorno.
Now, hello. Darling, how are you?
Now, Aldo is waiting in his restaurant to cook you anything you want to eat.
Oh.
Anything at all. Now, he's a fantastic chef. Bono will, you know, don't you?
I will back that up.
Okay, now, we've not told you about this. He's got loads of stuff in his kitchen, but he's got no idea what you want. So, if he's not got what you want, he'll make something similar, but he can make you anything. So, what do you fancy?
I'll go for beans on toast.
Oh my god!
With the truffe.
Okay, anything you'd like, Bono?
I would like a.
Anything at all?
This morning is a. I'd like an omelette.
Mm hmm.
And right. I would like the wild mushroom.
Right.
Do you have that, Aldo?
Yep.
Okay, and you haven't got beans on toast, have you?
No.
Okay.
Buy yourself a restaurant.
Okay, would you like anything, Larry? He does the best fish, best meat, any kind of pasta you want, ravioli, anything.
You're just going to have to just give me a minute just to
think about it.
Because, you know, two hands, two legs, brain engaging, it's all a little too much.
Early in the morning.
It's still have to take in.
It's, yeah. It's a drummer thing.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, Aldo, what are you going to have to do then?
Here's Adam, actually.
Well, Adam's
here.
What are you going to have to do, right, Aldo, is you're going to have to prepare the things the boys want. We'll decide what Larry wants in a moment. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Chris.
Car park's all right, is it?
No, it was a bath shower problem.
All right, okay. See, they've even got bath and showers in their cars, you two. Unbelievable. But also, just do something special. Do a U2 dish.
Okay.
So you can write about it in one of your columns.
not anymore.
All right, pal.
I'll be over soon. Bye.
Okay, see you in a bit. No problem at all. Well, do you know what's nice about this morning? It's nice to have a great band plug in a great album.
Ah.
We're selling our wares.
Doesn't happen very often nowadays, does
That's
it, really?
True.
You know, you get great bands with all right albums and all right bands with great albums, but a great band with a great album, unbelievable.
Well, I personally come from a long line of travelling salespeople on my mother's side, and I really don't mind selling our wares. It's like I'm really enjoying it, because we haven't done it for a while, but we really are sort of shaking our boozy on this one.
You are? I was going to say, do you think you're plugging this album enough?
Well, you know.
No, I think it's good, but you are really going for it, aren't you?
If it goes to number two, answer is no.
well, that's not going to happen. Is it because you're particularly proud of this, or because, I don't know?
It seems like the right time for a bit of glasnost, perestroika, you know, making yourself a bit more...
Meeting the people.
You know.
Meeting the people.
It's that kind of a record, you know.
If it doesn't go to number one, it will.
I know,
but I know it will.
God,
what's he
doing?
I'm trying to get him in a good mood. How disappointed would you be? Would you be really gutted?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right, Adam. They're working, those headphones.
All right, well, listen. Is it true that you said, Bono, on an interview I saw on CNN last night? I mean, you have been all over the world talking about this. Actually, I think she came to you in the Clarence Hotel, the lovely lady from CNN. She said that...
You said to me.
Yes. Okay. You said that you'd like to write some songs that you could recognise from over the road.
Melodies, yeah, just tunes. I mean, we wanted to make a record that just actually had some tunes. I mean, we love getting off into the ether and kind of, you know, pushing out the envelope and all that. But at a certain point in time, what bands do best is play songs that make you want to, you know, get out of bed in the morning, as opposed to, you know, get under the bed or get back into bed.
Well, back in, getting back in bed sometimes nice to music, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, the smooch thing, we've done the smooch thing. Yeah. Passengers, you know.
I want to go back to bed.
Like, we're terribly sorry about this. We didn't mean to drag you out. I mean, but it is a breakfast show, that's the deal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
we got to be on in the morning.
Yeah, but I didn't realise there was anything, you know, to this live stuff. I thought everything was pre-recorded.
No, it is. Me. By the way, time's 9:20. Now, we've got a guitar here, right? Because what I've done is I've written a couple of songs that I want you to give me, you know. Well, don't be like that, Bono. I've written a couple of songs, and I've got, because you're going back to melody, so I've got a little riff that you can maybe nick if you want, Edge. And then I've got my Naomi Campbell poem set to music.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which everybody scoffed at earlier.
Very good.
We've got Holly's mum on the phone asking you questions. Holly's mum's going to come on the phone. Webbo, our sports guy's mate, Bert the Roofer, is coming today. He's going to ask you some questions, okay? We've also got John's wife on the phone.
Yeah, I'll phone her in a minute. I haven't asked her yet.
My mum's going to be on the phone asking you questions, so this is a big deal.
Right.
Right, it's a big deal, man. Don't scoff. It's very close to the corner.
I'm going to have to write a tune called Bert the Roofer.
Yeah, before the end of the show.
Great. Yeah. Bert the Roofer, Bert the Roofer, Bert the Roofer.
Red
Bert the Roofer.
Bert the Roofer. Okay, it's Ready Steady Rock.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. Okay. So it's now 16 minutes to 8. Also taking your calls on 0500 30 12 15. Email us team@thebreakfastshow.com. We've got a quiz for you as well, for the band, to lighten things up if it gets dull halfway through. Probably will, to be honest.
Prepare the guitar. Pass us the guitar there.
Okay. And we've also got a competition for the listeners, the lovely listeners. There
that
you go.
Is a beauty, that is.
Well, we that's hide it in. Gibson. 25 quid it was. Yeah. From FX.
But that's a Gibson. It's an Everly.
Yeah,
but I think it's a copy, like everything on this program.
Oh.
It is a copy. Isn't it?
No,
is that real?
It's real.
That's very expensive then. That's
well,
a very
be careful with it, Emily.
Yeah, 5 quid. Yeah, you gave it to Bono, you lunatic.
Well, it's morning time. Chris Evans on.
Okay, well, that's it. I've got to go to travel. Thanks a lot. Superb, stuck in the moment. If that's the first time you've heard it, it sounds like the 10th time you've heard it, doesn't it? So this question is for the Edge from the email.
Okay.
From Firas Katib in the USA, listening to us on the World Wide Web. This question is for the Edge. On NRJ, French radio, you mentioned that there's some really great Irish cheese out there. Is there any particular brand of Irish cheese that I should be looking for? Thanks, man. You guys rock.
Okay. You're listening to it.
Yeah.
That's the Edge singing just there. Yeah.
You guys rock for.
You want an actual answer? Calvita would be fine.
Calvita?
Yeah, it comes in little triangles in a little round pack.
They do tend to, don't they?
Yeah. It's great stuff.
Okay.
They don't fit the bread.
This is from Emily Trotter. Dear Chris, could you ask Bono, Edge, Larry and Adam if any of them have read Harry Potter? And if they haven't, then tell them to. Anybody read Harry Potter?
No, I bought it for Edge for his birthdays. So if you haven't read it, Edge, I'm very upset. Sorry, Larry, I haven't as yet. I haven't finished the Enid Blyton one you got me the previous year.
Adam, have you dipped into Harry Potter at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that's from Emily Trotter. P.S. She says, could you also say congratulations on another fantastic album, as I've been listening to it non-stop since Monday. Lucy in Birmingham. Hello, Lucy.
Hiya.
Hi, are you through to the boys?
I just wondered if Larry and Adam also had nicknames.
Nicknames? No, we didn't end up with nicknames. I like to think it's because we didn't have anything like extreme. That people
he's lying.
He's actually lying.
Come on, Edge. What was his nickname?
Adam's known from his family, friends, and just about everyone as just Fart.
Is that right, Ed?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. No truth at all.
Okay.
No, Sparky, that's what we call Adam.
Sparky, well, thanks for your question. Everybody that gets on the air today, whether they're named or whether they do the talking themselves, gets a signed copy of the new album, Christian in Elstree. Hello, Christian.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Christian.
All right, lads. Is it true, Adam, when you went to school, you were so annoyed with your education there, you bought the house next door? So they can just annoy them.
Is that right, Adam?
You didn't hear that, didn't
you? No, I didn't hear that.
Well, will you put your headphones on, please? You know how these things work, for heaven's sake. Can you ask the question again, please? It was a beautifully put question. Good luck with the second take.
Adam, you were asked to leave Columbus, which is a very posh
Marty
school.
Park.
and then you move next door, and the gentleman on the line is wondering, was that an act of revenge?
It was an act of extreme violence.
Super, super.
Okay.
And do you provide solace for the students who climb over your wall? I'm curious.
Moving on. We've got line four now. This is Clive in Ashford. Hello, Clive.
Good morning.
Good morning, Clive.
Good morning.
Hi, Clive.
What's your question?
My question is this, is, of all the artists that you've played with, and besides the Breakfast Team, who's made you the most nervous?
And
why?
Very deep.
Good question.
I do remember Public Enemy played with us in America, and the thing about Public Enemy in America is that they're well known for having riots at their concerts. So
yeah,
we couldn't tell any of the venue owners that we had them on the bill with us, or else we would have pulled the concert. That was a bit nerve-wracking, because we could have had the concerts cancelled, but
anyway. We brought Public Enemy into Los Angeles. They were banned there. They weren't allowed to play for the previous 3 or 4 years, and the Coliseum in Los Angeles down in East LA, where all the Bloods and the Cribs were fighting it out. So anyway, they said, thanks very much for getting us on the bill, and then proceeded to erect a scaffold during their show and hang a white Ku Klux Klan man from the scaffold.
Okay, but that was fear for your life. What I really meant was like being in awe of people rather than being in fear, you know?
Like, as in...
Well, you said nervous, that's what you said.
Okay, well, I meant in awe.
Well,
really.
You should have said it then, I'm sorry.
Velvet Underground. We had the Velvet Underground open for us, which was incredible. That was like... And it was like...
Did you pay them?
No.
Good. Yeah, well,
and were you afraid, The Edge? Not afraid, but I was just awestruck.
That was the question.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Are you going to be nervous now because John's wife Debbie's on the phone? Good morning, Debbie. Talking to the kids.
I'm just trying to explain all the... I'm trying to translate all the answers to them that you're giving.
Who to? To Joe and Max?
Yes.
Okay, this is Debbie's wife. Sorry,
I don't know, John, I don't know what the Ku Klux Klan is, so I'm just trying to explain what the Ku Klux Klan is.
They're only young. Just leave that till a bit later. So what's your question, Debbie?
Well, it's to Larry. Two questions. First of all, myself and all my friends want to know how he's maintained his youthful looks. He looks so much younger than the rest of the band.
No, that's not true, Debbie.
We think it is. We think it is, Larry.
Well, put it this way. Michael Jackson got the idea of the oxygen tent from me.
And also the patent, no doubt.
And all this hanging out with monkeys and shit like that. It's all to do with that.
It works, does it?
What about the second question, Deb?
I wonder if you could ask my son Max, who plays the drums, well, if you tell him how important it is to practice and to do his paradiddling, because he's really keen to play. Is that right, paradiddling?
Yeah, it's pretty close, yes.
He's very keen to play in front of an audience, but he doesn't want to practice on an everyday basis.
Larry, do us a paradiddle there.
Can you do a paradiddle that he could hear on the radio?
Yeah, he could. Come on.
The drum...
Max is going to do me a paradiddle.
Yeah.
I think it would be easier, Larry, if you did the paradiddle.
Well, I can only do
it... Well, why don't we get Larry to do one and Max has got to copy it?
Okay.
I can only do a really slow one.
Now, just to remind everybody, how old is Max, Debbie?
He's 11 now.
He's 11, okay. Right. Okay, here
Larry,
we go.
This is the slow version of the paradiddle. See, it's kind of hard. You do have to practice, Max. But Max, I just want to tell you one thing. I never practiced, and look where
I'm
going.
No! That's totally the wrong advice.
Let's put Max on the phone.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks very much.
Let's just talk to Max a second, Debbie.
Yeah, here he is, just a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Max, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Okay, can you do Larry a paradiddle back, please, Max?
Okay.
Go on. Okay.
Good. Well, I tell you, he's doing a much more sophisticated. Max, I think you're doing really well.
Okay, it's not bad, is it, from Larry Mullen?
It's all right, isn't it?
Okay, that'll keep him well behaved for the next couple of weeks, John.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming up to 8 o'clock now. We're back with you two after this.
Yeah. What's the location?
Thank you, Vazza. It's Webbo there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I am, mate.
Well, Webbo, are you still having a go with the sport, aren't you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, aren't I?
Having a go.
Got my fingernails.
Now, listen, tell us about Bert the roofer, because he's here with us now in the studio. Tell us who Bert is.
Bert, a very old friend of mine. We go back to our old Skinner days together, and we've kept together ever since. We've still got the tattoos and we've still got the same haircuts. It's a bit sad, really.
Now, it's, why is... Yeah, nice, yeah. Now, why is... Nice. Why is, why is Bert in today? Is he here just to meet you two, or...?
No, well, no, he actually gave me a lift in, because I'm out on the beer today, and I didn't want to bring the car, so he just gave me a lift, bless him.
All right, so what time you got to be on, up on the roof, Bert?
About, 7.
7, gone. Okay, well, get your question out to the boys, then.
Morning, lads.
Morning, Bert. The roof.
I've been listening to your music for the last 20 odd years.
Don't read it.
And your new album, All That You Can't Leave Behind, is one of, if not the best. But my question is, if you were tiling a roof, would you advise to put in a lace valley or a swept valley?
A lace t-shirt?
valley.
Valley, lace and valley. I like the sound of those two together. I go with the lace valley.
Good one.
Is that the answer?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
Thanks, Bert.
Thank you.
And you can catch Bert on a roof near you sometime today. 7 minutes past 8 now. You two with us all morning.